Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Rahab has found a way to spare the lives of the two spies. Now, how will the spies spare Rahab? After all, she was a cursed Canaanite. And to complicate things further, quote, her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall. Joshua 2:15. But there it was, her bold testimony in repudiating the false gods of her people and embracing the God of Israel. Quote, the Lord, Jehovah, your God, he is God, in heaven above and on earth beneath. Verse 11. She had shown the Israelites kindness. What could they do but show the kindness of Jehovah back to her? And so they promised, or rather swore an oath, that she and her family would be spared on two conditions. First, that the, quote, line of scarlet cord was exposed when they returned, hanging out the window of her house on the wall. Second, that she had accomplished her evangelistic efforts to, quote, bring your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household to your own home. Verse 18. The, quote, whosoever outs would perish, the whosoever ins would be safe. See verse 19. Who couldn't preach the gospel from that? Now, although the words of God I am about to quote were written in the days of Jeremiah, I can't think of a better verse for the redeemed Rahab to hang in her new home in Israel. Quote, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Wonder of wonders, the word hope in this verse, Hebrew tikvah, is the same word used in Joshua 2:18 for the scarlet cord. But Rahab's hope was not in a rope. Her hope was in the Lord. For, quote, by faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe. Hebrews 11:31. Because, of course, she did believe. Do you believe God's word?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.